This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Time now for comments from our listeners, beginning with an interview we aired yesterday. Alex Chadwick talked with Dominique and Dale Cuevas, two young people whose parents brought them here from the Philippines as small children. The parents were turned down for political asylum in 1996, and now the whole family is facing deportation. Dale Cuevas explained to Alex that the children don't blame their parents, who never told them the family was living here illegally. Here's part of that interview.
My parents, they've worked hard. It's me, Donna, and Dominique, and we all went to Murrow Catholic High School in Hayward. And I know that was a big sacrifice for them.
Because they have to pay tuition to send you there.
Exactly. They didn't mean for this to happen, so I got to give them a lot of credit because they have come a long way and they have brought us up the right way.
Not much sympathy for the parents from our listeners. They keep the kids in the dark for years, writes Robert McGee, who listens to member station KCRW in Santa Monica. Now they want Senator Dianne Feinstein to bail them out with a private bill. Those parents have moxie. Similar reaction to another story that aired yesterday about quirky alone. That's a term coined by author Sasha Kagan to describe modern singles who like going solo. Here's a bit of Kagan explaining that the term is helpful for people who want to say, I'm alone and happy.
It's a way for people to start a conversation with their friends, with their family members, or with their partner who may or may not be quirky alone and may or may not understand them.
Why, oh why, writes Bill Farnham from Davis, California, why do you feel the need to cover these simpering labelistas? Mr. Farnham continues, these people obviously do not have enough to do in their lives if they are able to spend this much time trying to justify their oddities and eccentricities. On a more general note, on Tuesday of last week, we got an email from Alan Barlow of Seattle, who listens to member station KUOW there. Please dump Day to Day, was the subject line. Inside, Mr. Barlow allowed that he couldn't stand our program and complained that the commentary is effete, limp-wristed, trivial, and self-indulgent. He backed up his complaint with a number of examples and closed with a simple, I don't need it. On Wednesday last week, one day later, we got another letter from the same Mr. Alan Barlow of Seattle. Thanks for the excellent piece from Slate on Linux. Thank you, Mr. Barlow, for hanging in there with us. But we're not quite finished with Linux. Joseph Sacco of Carlisle, Massachusetts, wrote to complain that we mispronounce the name of this open-source computer operating system. He says we should say Linux, not Linux, and sent along a sound clip of the creator of the popular operating system who's from Finland and whose name I'm not even going to try to pronounce. Anyway, here he is offering his suggested pronunciation.
Hello, this is Linus Torvalds, and I pronounce Linux as Linux.
Thank you for that, Mr. Sacco, but we're going to stick with the advice of the NPR librarians and go with the far easier to pronounce Linux. If you have advice or thoughts or suggestions for the show, write us. The address is daytoday@npr.org. Please include the name of your town or the station you listen to and a phone number if you wish. That's daytoday@npr.org.